Hey, Addicted fans. We'd just like everyone to know that this episode was recorded before Andy's recent arrest or any alleged stories you may hear about in the press.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So let me just reiterate, you believe that this is about to come out, can talk to my dead brother and my dead mother and my dead father. If ghosts or whatever were the fuck real, they would DM you.
You agreed to this, that we would have never done it if you didn't agree to it.
I'll pull it back. You know what? Only because you're looking so motherfucking cute. Fuck you. You're a fine girl. What a good wife.
Stop being an asshole. You're being rude to me. I pushed a guest. You're drunk.
All right, fine.
Inside the mind of any day, so many ways to turn. So take your pick. Inside the mind of any day.
Hi, Michelle. I'm Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
That's Andy in the corner and Jared.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, hey. How are you? I'm so excited. What is that poster? No one dies. Oh, my God. Are you out of your mind? No one dies.
Are you out of your mind? I think so.
Yes, I am. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. It takes one to know one. So you're a psychic.
I'm a spiritual medium.
Okay. Is that what they call them now? Is that the PC phrase?
Yeah, that's the phrase for the day. Or, you know, we could say I'm psychic as well. I was born this way. I'm just born with these gifts, able to converse with loved ones that have crossed over. I work with children. I work murder cases. I work as a health intuitive.
Wait, I'm pausing you. When you say you work with murder cases, give me one example that you solved.
On America's Psychic Challenge, which, by the way, I won that show, I was working a case, and it was in a bar. They had to recreate the bar scene where there was a famous person and then just a nobody Joe, so to speak, and the guy got mad, went to the bathroom, came back, and blew the guy's brains out right there in the bar, and then proceeded to shoot somebody else. And so they brought me in to work the case to try to pick up the pieces of the puzzle and put it all together to understand why, when, where, to help the family, and to help also the souls that crossed over. But I thought this was supposed to be about you.
It's about me, but I need to know who I'm letting into my world to, you know, fix me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just a humble messenger that has a gift from God, and I choose to use it to help people, like you, for example.
Wait, where are you going?
You are a handful. Andy, have you been drinking?
No, I smoked pot. Look, I did my hair so real quick.
Your friend, Chris Farley, he has a message for you.
Oh, are you the
Chris?
No.
Yeah. Are you with me?
I'm right here.
Okay. So your friend, He's deceased. He's a comedian. Chris
Farley.
Yeah. He has a message for you. He doesn't want you to end up in a hotel by yourself, either overdosing or drinking too much, and you just don't wake up. That's his message. He wants you to move on and live your life, forgive yourself, love yourself. You know, you use humor to say things that most people couldn't get away with saying, but you do. But you learned that a long time ago, and sarcasm as well. But with all humor, there's a little bit of truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're really naughty sometimes, too.
You're talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. Are you with me? Because I feel like you're hardly with me.
I am very... Can I be honest with you?
Yes, please.
Am I allowed to call you? Should I call you baby? Or should I call you girl or woman? Because you know what? I can't say the fuck anything nowadays. I can't call you woman, baby, girl.
You can call me woman. You can call me baby. You can.
Okay. I'm not nice. So, you know.
That's not true. You know what? You actually are nice. You're just hurting.
Oh, is this part of your psychic ability?
It is. You're a tortured soul. And, you know, you've got so much life left to live. And also, your brother wants you to know that he has your back. You're not alone.
Oh, wait.
Your brother.
I know. What about him?
He was a cool cat.
Yeah.
He loved you unconditionally. He would have done anything for you.
Me too.
And
what
he's
about
like,
him?
Come on, man. He's like, come on. It's not your time to go. It's not your time to go. But he's got your back, and that's what he wants you to know, just like he did in life. He loved you unconditionally, no matter what. He was right there with you. Ride hard or die, right? Yeah. It's not your time to cross over. So he's like, you got to take it easy. You got to chill.
I'm about to not chill.
Come on. Your brother was like, he didn't care what anybody thought.
Nope.
But he cared about what you thought. He cared about you and loved you unconditionally. And even though you can't see your family, they're around you.
Are we having the ghost intervention where ghosts of my past show up?
Well, they're not really ghosts. I mean, they're just loved ones that make a transition. There's no such thing as death. It's just,
but can't, you know, I see them?
They can.
Oh, my God. There they are. I see. Oh, my God. There.
Yeah, they can materialize, but most people would have a heart attack. But your brother's with you. And Chris is like, dude, don't do this. You know, what are you doing to yourself? You're like your worst enemy.
They got out just in time. They were smarter than me. Like, they got the fuck out.
You're right. They're gone, you think, but they're really not gone.
Yeah, but they got
out. They left before you. You mean they got out of here, out of earth, out of hell, right?
I'm doing drugs.
I mean, really, there's no such thing as hell. If you really want to say where hell is, it's pretty much here on earth, which man creates.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
What would you like to ask me?
What's the address of this place? Because...
Andy, stop it. Put the phone down and talk.
What's the address?
Andy, I'm just trying to help you.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you guys?
Andy, it's all right. Can you see me? Look at my eyes.
Yeah.
By the way, you have beautiful blue eyes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you've already missed two death dates. So The third one, get you. You got all your friends in spirit. You got your family in spirit. Here's the wake-up call. Life goes on. And when you cross over, you're held accountable for everything that you've done through this life, this incarnation, this journey. Your brother, Jeff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's around you all the time.
I'll see.
Well, just because you can't see him doesn't mean he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, do you want to do this?
Do what? What the...
I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to help you out here.
My brother's dead. He's 6 feet under.
That's just the physical stuff. He's not dead. His soul goes on. Life goes on.
You know what? You just Googled me. You know, I get it.
Oh, Lord.
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're a grown man. Put the alcohol down. Listen to Michelle.
There's no alcohol. It's a Cokie Coley.
Yeah, okay. I'm not stupid. Listen to her, okay? Take this seriously. She's stayed an hour and a half late to help you out, and you're being very disrespectful.
Baby, do you think I'm being disrespectful?
Slightly.
All right. I'll pull it back to zero.
No, I don't want zero. There you are. Come on. You're better than this.
Baby, what's up then?
What's happening is that all the people that are around you right now, even including me, we're just trying to help you.
That would be a lie if I say I'm not asking for help.
You do need help, because if you don't get any help, I'm going to tell you what your outcome's going to be. The outcome of your friend. Like
jail.
No, not jail. Not jail. Not the Looney Tune bin. Not the hospital. But dead. Physically. If you don't get your shit together. You still have your kids, like your career.
No. Oh my God. Is she fucking kidding with me? They died last week. Got hit by a semi, dude. Did she not know this?
I said your kids.
My kids the fuck got hit by a fucking semi last week. Is she fucking kidding with me? Are you guys fucking with me right now?
Andy, I'm trying to help you.
I'm just kidding, baby. They didn't.
Oh, you're a shit face.
Michelle, do you think, I don't want to waste your time. Do you think we can do any work here?
I'm trying, sister. I'm trying. But
I know you are.
He's not with me. You know what I mean?
I'm right here.
Andy, Michelle is really good at what she does. If you have any questions, she has an ability to talk to people that have passed. So if she's feeling your brother around, do you have any questions you want to ask?
Sure. How's he doing?
He's doing great, but he's not too happy about your state of mind and your well-being. You know what it is? You're like a train wreck, and you're just determined to like
all aboard, all aboard, train wreck going to Loserville. All aboard!
Is this the inner child acting out for attention? The broken boy, Andy. What do you want to ask me?
Can I have it not be the fuck about my life?
Shoot.
I want to rewind time and say, why did Chris Farley die?
He died because he was in a bad place in his mind. He was always on the road. He used humor to cover up his pain. He overindulged in all the earthly pleasures. But he was really a great guy. A really great guy. Down to earth, funny, real. Loved everybody. He didn't have a big, fat ego, you know? He was a cool guy. He was misunderstood, misread like you. A lot of people misread you and misunderstand you because they don't look past the exterior. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. I just wish he would have stayed alive, you know?
Well, that's what he wants for you. That's what he's saying. He's like, come on, man.
Why didn't he do it then?
he messed up and he owns it. And he's telling you from his own experience.
He owns it
that
from the grave.
I'm
not sure I believe in. Now,
what, okay. What is it?
I have another question.
Sure,
I have another question for you. I have another question. Do you get, since you're a medium or whatever you call
it? Well, I died at 18 and crossed over and came back.
You didn't tell me that fucking story. Go ahead. Tell me that story.
It's a true story. 5 kids, 18 years old, head-on collision, 45 miles an hour.
Stop. Didn't I just say earlier the head-on collision thing? I guess I'm the fucking psychic. I said that. Didn't I say that? I said that. Baby, I did say that, didn't I?
I know you did. I know you did. I know you did.
And by the way, nobody told me that.
I know.
Oh, my God. Should I open up a little shop with neon in the mini mall around the corner from my apartment?
Come on. You don't believe that there's something bigger and greater, that there's a part of us?
Just keep talking.
Well, you're annihilated. You're really difficult to work with. I got to be honest.
Really?
Andy, you're drunk. You're embarrassing. Because this is all a joke to you. She's trying to help you out.
She is helping me out. You guys, come on, settle down.
Listen, all your friends that are in spirit don't want to see you go out the way that they did. Andy, you're acting like a child. Andy.
What?
Your brother is like, come on, dude, man up. Andy, will you please get back on the camera?
What do you need, baby?
I can't see your face. I can't see your eyes.
I have to pee.
You have to pee. Go for it, then.
No.
Oh, my good God. Lord, this is an opportunity where you could really get some clarity and answers.
From my dead brother.
You know, Andy, all I really want to do is help you.
All I want to do is
can you love
boom,
me?
Boom, no, no.
No, blah, blah, blah.
All I want to do is
This is one of the most depressing things I've ever watched in my life.
Andy, you're already giving up on yourself. You know, your mission in this lifetime is to break this pattern and cycle.
But why would you say it's my mission? Why would I care about a mission?
You care more than you think.
I don't care about the mission. Cokie Coley.
Oh, dear Lord.
Andy.
So sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's on a mission, man, to take himself out. That's
no,
a shame.
No, I'm not.
You got so much love coming to you from the other side.
Oh, God, where are these ghosts? There's nobody here. I'm alone.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You have your kids. You have your friends.
Mm-mm.
You have your family that is in spirit. And the way that they like to come through sometimes is through the dream state. Haven't you ever had like a vivid, lucid dream?
Weirdly, I've been having a lot of those. Where I wake up, I'm like, wait, that was real. Oh, I'm supposed to, wait. It's like, but it's weird things like or I'm ordering squid and eating it. Like, but I didn't.
You've never like dreamt of any of your family that's crossed over?
Probably. Why?
Because that's the way that they visit you.
The first one I had like that was, you're not even going to believe it.
I believe it. Share it with me.
It was Kurt Cobain.
You know, I worked that case.
What do you mean you worked it?
They called me in to make sure that was it an overdose or was it, you know.
What are you, a doctor? I thought you were a psychic.
Don't you want more from life than this?
Then what? Being in a hot studio, doing a podcast with a hot girl? With a hot boy waiting for me. What else could I want?
I think that you'd want to be present and have some answers, some closure, some peace. This is really sad. You want to know why?
Boo, motherfucking who?
What's sad is that you won't let anybody help you.
The way that you're acting, the way that you're treating women, like you don't treat people this way.
Why don't you cry all the way to the grave, dummy?
I promise you, you'll be dead way before I am.
Probably not.
At the rate you're going, Andy, you're looking to meet the Reaper.
I can't wait.
What do you see in his future?
Honestly?
Honestly, yeah.
Death.
How soon?
At the rate he's going, he'll be lucky if he sees next year. And that's a shame.
The only shame is that it couldn't happen sooner.
Andy, it's been nice seeing you.
You're welcome.
Guys, I don't know what to tell you, but he wants to die.
Do you really feel that? Or yes. Just in this moment of being...
No, I'm a straight shooter. He's on a mission to take himself out. He feels alone. He feels abandoned. You know, all the deaths that have occurred, you know, losing his family, his brother, his friends in the business. He's had to learn some really difficult lessons that he hasn't learned, which is one about the illusion of death, rejection, loss, abandonment. He won't forgive himself. So that's why he's always altering his state of consciousness, because he can't cope.
On that note, can I end this episode? Good night.
Love and light, and I wish you well.
Me
Andy.
Too.
I really do.
I wish you well.
I pray that you get your shit together.
Me, motherfucking Tim. Okay, thank you so much for being on the show.
I try, but you just are too effed up.
I'm sorry. You put a dent in my 1975 Chevy Malibu Classic. You undented something in that car.
Let's let Michelle go.
I want to apologize.
It's okay.
Inside the mind of any day, so many ways to turn. So take your pick. Inside the mind of any day.
If you are in the United States or Canada and struggling with anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, or a crisis of any kind, please text HOME to 741-741, and a crisis counselor will respond to you right away, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Text HOME to 741-741. And to find more resources and support for addiction, visit addictedpodcast.com/resources or read the show notes of this episode. Please know you are not alone and recovery is possible. It's never too late. Reach out and get help now.